listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we take a look at demographics in the biotech industry and how it could become more racially diverse. First, the Foxconn manufacturing plant will bring a lot of changes to Racine County and the surrounding area. Construction of the factory could begin as soon as later this year, and the company says up to 13,000 permanent jobs could follow. With that economic news, there are concerns, including the possibility of more human trafficking, the movement of people for forced labor or sexual exploitation. Racine officials are working to get ahead of that possibility and be prepared by the time the project gets underway. Corey Mason is the mayor of Racine and a former Democratic State Assembly representative. Mayor Mason, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Carrie Hemig is the founder and executive director of Fight to End Exploitation and a member of the Racine Area Human Trafficking Task Force. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Mayor Mason, people are looking at a lot of things going on with this Foxconn plant, the economic boost, a lot of changes. What's got you worried about an increase in human trafficking going along with that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, as an overview, as a legislator, I supported the Foxconn legislation, and as a mayor, on the whole, we're very excited about what the jobs coming to the area means for economic development and lifting up the middle class. But, you know, there are some concerns about what happens, you know, particularly we've seen at a smaller scale already with, you know, if you bring in a lot of out-of-town workers to help build a large-scale facility, that sometimes brings with it some less than desirable outcomes like human trafficking or drug trafficking or other things that we have to be concerned about. So we've seen it already happen in the Racine area on a local level, and we've got great advocates like Carrie and other community leaders who've really worked hard to get a handle on what's already there. But it's a cautionary tale that if that already exists now, what happens if in a very short period of time, 3,000, 5,000 construction workers who might live in their RV or in motels or some other temporary housing suddenly come into the area. What's the plan to address the influx that might occur around human trafficking, particularly on that I-94 corridor, which we know is already a source of concern when it comes to human trafficking?
And Carrie, your group has been working on this already, your group Fight to End Exploitation. As Mayor Mason said, the I-94 area going through Racine County, human trafficking is already a concern there. Can you talk about that?
It sure is. And unfortunately, human trafficking is a concern everywhere across the United States, both in rural and urban areas alike. So really, our area is no different from any other. But we do know that large-scale events or projects do draw more buyers. And so the Foxconn development could increase the risk of human trafficking around the I-94 corridor, which we already know has gun and drug trafficking in it. And fortunately, you know, our public and private partnerships have really taken a proactive stance on human trafficking locally. Our law enforcement has been working these cases for a year. They're ahead of the curve. They understand the nature of this crime. And we have the largest federally funded human trafficking task force in the country, our FBI Milwaukee task force. So I do feel like we are prepared for this. We're starting to really look at what this particular project could bring to the area and what special buyer disruption tactics we might use in the future.
Can you talk about the kind of tactics you've been using already? I know there was an award-winning ad campaign to try to raise awareness in the area.
Correct. That was the first thing that we really did, and that fortunately reached millions of people really during the highest peak season for I-94 and tourism. So really, education is the number one way to prevent human trafficking, and so that's really where our focus is. We need to educate our community on what signs to look for. We need to educate our corporations on how to check their supply chains. We need to educate the buyers on why buying sex is not a good idea. And so we really do look at how we can educate people in lots of different ways and get in front of people that may not even be thinking about human trafficking and help them understand why this is a priority.
We're talking about human trafficking and efforts in Racine in particular and the area to get ahead of maybe an increase, a potential increase in human trafficking that might come along with a big economic change that would come along with a Foxconn plant. So Mayor Mason, I know you're in the planning stages now, but what kind of steps are you and the city and the county, for that matter, taking to deal with this potential risk?
Well, I think it's putting together sort of an acknowledgement. I mean, everybody likes to focus, and understandably so, about all the opportunities that exist with Foxconn coming when it comes to economic development and jobs and workforce training and all that potential. And so, but it's an important thing to remind people that, look, when you have a big influx very quickly of people coming into an area, there's some potential downsides they have to be aware of. So I think part of it is getting us to start thinking more regionally about these issues. This isn't just a city of Racine issue. It's, you know, it's going to be built in Mount Pleasant. And it's going to have an impact around the corridor. And so how do we work with our partners at the county level and our surrounding municipalities to make sure that we've got a plan in place to address the potential of what's going to come here? Because if you don't, you know, acknowledge that there's a potential impact and plan with resources to address it, that's where the real concern could come into play. And so we just begun to have those conversations around law enforcement in terms of, well, what's a good plan with our state and county and federal partners to make sure that if this were to occur, God forbid, what's our plan to disrupt it and stop it from becoming a major issue as we're looking at the biggest economic development project, certainly in the Racine area's history.
So you're trying to avoid playing catch-up basically in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's far better to be proactive about it and have a plan. And again, with Carrie and the work of her group really bringing the attention to this issue, it's certainly much more on people's minds and on their radar than it was before the advocacy they started doing, which is really a good step. But then if we know that big changes are coming that could adversely impact this issue, what's our plan to get ahead of it so that we can really prevent it from becoming an even bigger crisis than it's already been for lots of people? And again, to Carrie's point, this isn't a unique problem just to Racine, or it's not just because, you know, it's not particular to this company coming to the area, but it does happen when there are large-scale movements of people moving into an area. And so how do we acknowledge that and address it and prevent it?
And Carrie, can you talk a little bit about the victims of human trafficking? What kind of stories do you hear?
You know, we hear a lot that everybody thinks that prostitution is a choice. And what we're finding is that with the recovery, especially with sex trafficking victims, both female and male, that we're not seeing that there's a lot of people working independently. We're seeing that there are a lot of victims of human trafficking, people who are stuck. And so it really does take that one stable person in someone's life to really help them find the resources to get out. Because I think that understanding complex PTSD and what these victims go through is so important, and understanding how to help them. Otherwise, the cycle keeps going. And hopefully, you know, Foxconn will become a positive corporate ally to us. And so we're looking forward to hopefully getting in front of them as soon as we can and starting that discussion, as well as increasing our online presence, both in a way to deter buyers, but also to help the victims. Most of them are being sold for sex online these days. So the internet is a powerful way to increase human trafficking, but I also think the internet can be a powerful way to deter it as well.
And Carrie, what kind of awareness are you looking for from people, maybe family members or people in the public, maybe people who work at hotels, I don't know, who might see something and think, this looks like it could be sex trafficking, human trafficking? What warning signs can they watch for?
Different ones that we usually tell people. For instance, if someone does not hold their own ID, their own phone, or maybe they're carrying multiple phones, if somebody is allowing someone else to speak for them, a lot of times when these victims come into the ER, the trafficker will be with them and will be the one trying to speak to the nurses and doctors. So it's really important to get these victims alone. So hopefully they will disclose the information. Someone who all of a sudden is disappearing for days on end, or we tell students, you know, a lot of times our one of the main targets is high school students. And so are these kids going to school during the day and working at night? Are they falling asleep in class? And is their behavior changing? So we are trying to work a lot with educators, since the prime target of entering to human trafficking is the teenage years, to really work to understand that there are traffickers and victims in the high schools, and how do we help these kids?
And Mayor Mason, as we wrap up, do you think that you and your fellow mayors and other community leaders, the county, are going to be able to get out ahead of this?
I do. I mean, I certainly think we're far more likely to get ahead of it if we're talking about it now than waiting 3 years from now when it could potentially be a much larger problem. I think, you know, prevention is really the best way to move forward. But again, you have to have a plan in place and resources in place to make sure that this doesn't become a major issue in our area.
Mayor Mason, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Corey Mason is the mayor of Racine. Carrie Hemmig is the executive director of Fight to End Exploitation. She's on a human trafficking task force in Racine as well. They talked with us about preparing for a possible increase in human trafficking with the big economic changes that the new Foxconn plant could bring to the area.